Many years ago, a young man named Chad Griffin came out as gay in his hometown of Arkadelphia, Arkansas. He's gone on to become president of the Human Rights Campaign, a powerful gay rights group in Washington, D.C. As part of our collaboration with Oxford American Magazine covering life in the South, NPR's Claire O'Neill caught up with Griffin on a visit to his hometown.
Chad Griffin has made a name for himself in the elite political circles of Washington and L.A. But ask people in his hometown of Arkadelphia, population 10,000, if his name rings a bell.
Chad Griffin. Sure doesn't. What's he do?
Well, according to Out Magazine, he's one of the most powerful gay rights leaders in the country. But, of course, even the mighty can have humble origins.
Growing up in Arkadelphia, I don't know if some of you knew I was gay. I didn't yet know.
That's Griffin.
If you did, why didn't you tell me? It would have made that process so much easier.
On his first day as head of the Human Rights Campaign, Griffin went home. The morning started at the Honeycomb Restaurant on Main Street, where he spoke to his friends and family at a breakfast in his honor.
I never knew that I knew another gay person when I was growing up. And Jason laughs.
Jason Sheeler, that's Griffin's friend from high school who's visiting from Texas, where he lives now. Neither of them were out as teenagers, as Jason remembers, outside of the Honeycomb Restaurant.
This wasn't always the easiest place in the world to grow up, for sure, particularly for, you know, young boys who don't excel at football, basketball, baseball, or whatever. You know, we definitely were called fag. Standing here on Main Street, I even whisper the word, right? Because it takes you right back to how you were as a 16-year-old boy who kind of didn't really know what the heck was going on.
Chad Griffin may not have known what was going on with his sexuality, but he knew one thing. He wanted to go places. At just 19, he volunteered for a local politician named Bill Clinton and rode that wave all the way to the White House. Later, as a political consultant, he played a big part in getting conservatives and liberals to work together to overturn California's Prop 8 ban on gay marriage.
If you don't talk to those who disagree with you, you're never ultimately going to bring them to your side.
Griffin has a knack for politics, it seems, but also knows how to compromise. And his friend Rob Fisher says he's always been able to get his way.
His mom can tell you stories about, I wouldn't say manipulating, but pretty much being able to talk her or any teacher into anything.
Or even the bigwigs. Griffin was one of President Obama's top campaign bundlers. He's credited as influencing Obama's public support of gay marriage. But back home in Arkansas, politics requires a different dialect. And making change is a delicate dance.
Most people in Arkansas have a very open, live and let live attitude.
Jerry Cox heads up the Arkansas Family Council.
So if you said, what do people think about gays in Arkansas? They would be like, eh, whatever.
In 2008, Jerry Cox led an Arkansas vote banning gay couples from adopting. It was later struck down by the state Supreme Court, but still, he reflects long-standing attitudes about upholding traditional marriage.
Where the issue comes in is when someone comes in and says, I'm gay, and I want to redefine what marriage is. And people say, whoa, wait a minute. Marriage has been this way for thousands of years. One man, one woman. We like it the way it is, and we don't want it to be redefined.
In the South, and wherever home may be, tradition can be a powerful force, which makes it hard to change, and even harder sometimes to just be honest with your family. Griffin's mom, Betty Hightower, wasn't surprised when her son came out in his 20s. There was no major drama, but she recalls, sitting on her back porch, it wasn't easy.
I was raised missionary Baptist, very conservative. And at first, it really was hard for me to say, my son is gay. At one time, I was telling this person that Chad was gay. I wasn't saying it to get any kind of sympathy. I don't know. We were just talking about Chad. And he said, well, don't worry about it. God forgives all sins. And a knife went through me. I told him very quickly that we all have had sins, but this was not one of Chad's sins. Now, he had sins, but this was not something that he needed to be forgiven for.
Not all parents share this attitude, though. And Griffin says that's what motivates him. Kids from small towns, like him, who think they have to hide who they are. On this day, he's back in Arkansas, holding a Q&A, and opens the floor to questions from the audience.
I'm 19 years old. I am a daughter of a Pentecostal preacher. They don't know I'm here.
This is 19-year-old Alice. Well, actually, that's not her real name. It's what she goes by in college in Little Rock. When she's home with her parents, she goes by her birth name. When she was 15, her parents found her MySpace page and saw that she was questioning her sexuality. She tells more of the story outside after the Q&A.
And Mom started crying. Dad pulled out a Bible. She's chanting verses, chanting all this stuff, angry, extremely red-faced.
Alice's dad is a preacher. He said she could continue to live with them under one condition, that she say she's straight, and so she did.
Because I don't want to be kicked out of the house again, so I just deal with it. I mean, they're my parents.
She says that if she told them the truth, they'd disown her.
Oh, yeah. Oh, especially with my dad, like, being a Pentecostal preacher. This is the peak of his career, I guess. Like, more people are coming to the church, and I don't want to ruin it for him, you know.
Chad Griffin gave Alice some advice and brought her story back with him to Washington.
Someone who is that young, who should be worried about things like your next exam, instead, her worry is having to go in and out of the closet so that she can hide her identity from her own parents. That's the young person that motivates me day in and day out.
This is where Chad Griffin's Southern roots come in. If he can pivot from pressuring the president one day and the next to handing a microphone to closeted kids like Alice in Arkadelphia, well, she can tell you what that means.
Having someone from this state, president of HRC, that's big. That's big for Arkansas.
And change, she says, is already afoot at home in the South. Claire O'Neill, NPR News.
And you can see Chad Griffin touring around his hometown in a video by Oxford American Magazine at our website, npr.org. On this first day of the new year, it's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Green.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.